Well, Frank, looking forward to, I suppose when you think about it, an incredible seventh Ulster final. How does this one compare with the others?
Yeah, I suppose the first one was back in 2006, when my first year on the panel in Clidenco Park that year, and it was great to be part of the whole experience. But the past five, you know, has been very special, each and every one of them. You know, I suppose the three we've won, we'll always remember them, but the two we lost also, well, you know, they're also always hard to forget, so they are. This one, especially playing our near neighbours Tyrone, it's going to be a great battle.
And, well, you mentioned Tyrone. Obviously, you have something of an Indian sign over them, Pat. You won the last four meetings.
I suppose in Championship, I suppose you would say that we have been lucky against them in the past four or five occasions we've played them, you know, in 2011, 2012, were very tight games in Ulster semi-finals. And then we've, I suppose, we've been lucky to have two home games against them in the first round of the Championship in recent years. So I suppose an Ulster final is always something different on the Ulster final day, and it'll be a big occasion for both counties.
I suppose the reality is there's been very little between you in any of those games as well. You know, it's the old cliche, a hop of a ball, a break, a foot here or an arm there or whatever, or somebody just getting the score at the right time.
Yeah, I suppose when you look back through all the games against Tyrone, you know, you're under pressure at some stage in the game, and the game's normally going to and fro, and I suppose the two teams on Sunday don't expect anything different.
And I know you were quoted after the last game as saying, you know, that you feel that Donegal is coming right at the right time, improving with every game.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose if you look at the younger lads, you know, that maybe some of them making their debut there in Championship football for the first time, and some of the lads have been there for two or three years already putting their mark on the team, so they are. And, well, they've steadily improved right through the league, and indeed in Championship there's been great improvements, and new players coming on like Shakir and Gillespie there is doing very well for a man that's making his Championship debut only a couple of weeks ago.
And as we said, yourself and Tyrone know each other particularly well. The last meeting was last year, just a couple of points in it in the end. As we said, it was a tight game, and general feeling is that Tyrone have improved quite a lot from last year, and actually they went on and built a good team in the qualifiers. Have Donegal improved? Are Donegal a better team this year?
Yeah, I probably would think so. You know, if you look at the team that probably took to the pitch at the Ulster final day last year, I think, you know, even a lot of the players are there again, but, you know, a lot of those players are in better health and better fitness, and, you know, we're carrying no injuries into the game. And when you look then, you have to look to the four or five younger lads that are really giving the team a massive boost. So you'd probably say that both teams overall would have improved greatly since the first round of the Championship last year.
And I know you've had your own knocks and bruises in recent games as well. How is your own state of fitness?
Yeah, thankfully, you know, it's cleared up, you know, a little hamstring twinge between the Fermanagh and Monaghan game there, and a bit of a throat infection for the first Monaghan game, but everything's cleared up in good time, so just have enjoyed this past 2 weeks now, so looking forward to Sunday.
What is it going to take?
Oh, a massive effort by, you know, by all 15 and whatever five or six subs are thrown in. Tyrone are going to take a lot of stopping, you know, with the pace that they have in their team, and I suppose it's up to us to stop them and put our best foot forward in attack, and it's going to be one of those games that, you know, that will go right down to the wire.